Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A week ago in Fulton County, Georgia, Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue as a lead prosecutor in the case against Donald Trump, trying to undermine the presidential election in 2020. Well, on Wednesday, the same judge granted Trump and seven other co-defendants the right to an appeal of his ruling. The appeal would delay the scheduling of a trial date, so now it's highly unlikely that Trump will stand trial before the November presidential election.
Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yep.
This is all lighter travesty, news. Man. This is just a travesty.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It really
we'll talk about it today.
It really is. In lighter news, a 70-year-old man and a 44-year-old woman were caught having sex in front of a Popeye's restaurant in Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh, that's
how was that marinate
it
just for a minute.
How old was he?
He was 70. She was 44.
What's in that chicken got you doing it like that out in front of that fella?
Fast.
Red beans and rice.
Yeah. Shocked onlookers called 911 and police arrived to find the couple actively engaged in a sex act. Police reported that the female reeked of alcohol and had to be restrained. Her 70-year-old accomplice said he tried to have sex with her off to the side, but she wanted to do it right in front of Papa.
Yeah. I tried to get her to come around on the side of the building over there by that dumpster. And I told her, I said, we could drive over there. That'll limit exposure. She said, no, right here. What I supposed to do?
Yep, that's where it went down, right in front of Popeye's. They were both arrested for indecent exposure.
What you in for?
Pop's getting it in, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, those biscuits.
You'd be hungry. You know, you'd be hungry when you finish. You
right, so it's convenient.
Yeah, it's convenient right there.
You got a real two-piece. That's a real two-piece right there,
partner. And a biscuit.
Yeah, but when you get through, though, you just need to go in there and get something to drink. Don't bite in that big dry-ass biscuit, I'm trying to tell you. It's got that little powder dust on top of it, too. Mm-hmm.
All right. Other news, you would think that athletes participating in this year's Summer Olympics in Paris would be tired from competing, but organizers expect there will be a lot of intimacy going on. Maybe since Paris is called the City of Love, who knows? But to make sure everyone will be playing it safe, Olympics organizers will have 300,000 condoms on hand for the Olympians. That's approximately 2 condoms per athlete per day.
Per day.
Yeah, per athlete per day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we need to go see these Olympics, because there's way more than the events going on. Mm.
300,000 condoms? That's a lot. So
you know, they're meeting people first. So you the pole vaulter.
Right. What country are you from? All right.
Oh, man.
Wow. They getting busy, huh?
That's a lot, yeah.
I ain't here for no gold medal. I know that.
Well, most of them know they ain't going to place no how.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We ain't going to get no medal.
It's 300,000. It ain't but 3 medals. Well, what you going to do?
The odds, Steve, they looking at the numbers.
Because once you compete and you don't make the cut, well, you there for 2 more weeks. Well, hey.
It's 2 condoms per athlete per day. Wow.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a whole lot.
Hey, you
going to
use your 2, dog? Let me have your 2, dog. You ain't going to use it today. I got it.
Wow. But do they have the stamina? I know they're world-class athletes, but do they have the stamina to do all that's required
of
them athletically?
This is the Summer Olympics, baby.
Uh-huh.
Everybody out there running.
Okay, so they do have the stamina, you're saying.
So they running, they swimming.
They swimming.
Jumping.
Diving.
Basketball. Yeah.
Okay. All right, hurdles.
But them synchronized swimmers, though, underwater. Them right there.
Oh, they can they hold their breath, huh?
300,000. Okay. And finally, Miami authorities had the whole TV campaign to keep spring breakers away from Miami. It was called the Spring Break Breakup, but some spring breakers decided to spend their week in Miami anyway, and 274 of them have been arrested so far for curfew violations, bag checks, DUIs, and traffic violations. Miami PD's public information officer emphasized that ensuring public safety is the primary concern for both guests and residents during spring break.
Yeah, they're not playing.
So they're enforcing it.
They shutting spring breaks down, man. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they out there fighting on the beach and all that. They're not having it. Yeah. They are
it's too crazy, man. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Other than spring break, people don't go to the beach to fight.
Nobody. Right.
That's where you go to chill and have fun. Yeah.
It's too much God out there. You got the ocean, you got the horizon, and you got that beach. Yeah. It's all nature out there. If you walk and get grounded and hear that water, it's peaceful.
Yes.
You out there high, and all you looking at is the people. See, that's the thing about nature. There is no devil in nature until you introduce people.
Miami said they're not having the devil this year. They're not having
it. Well.
Keep the devil over there.
You're going to have to quit selling tickets in Miami.
Because they coming. You can break up with them if you want to.
And I got news for you. They already stay there.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes. After the hour, Junior has a spring break poem for us. Oh, okay, Junior. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.